Welcome to this Tizzy Time on Maundy Thursday, a service of the community of St Andrews and St George's West Church in Edinburgh. My name is Rosie McGee, and I'm going to say a few words of introduction about Tizzy, since this may be new to some of you. This is a time of sung, spoken, and silent prayer. Everything we do is prayer. The sung prayers are simple chants that are repeated several times over. They share the same pace and rhythm, and that's intentional. The idea is that we get so familiar with the melody and the words that we can move from head to heart and sink deeper into prayer. This evening, our chants will be led by Drew Crichton and Caitlin McGillivray, and each of us is invited to join in from where we are. After the scripture reading by Mary Godden, there will be 1 minute of silence. Silence is not dead space. Silence is rich and alive with the presence of each of us through God's Spirit. The minute of silence will be brought to a close by Joanna Stark playing the cello. That first Holy Week, the disciples have gathered with Jesus for Passover, a night rich in food and memory. Their days have swung from the miraculous to the confrontational, and every night it takes a few deep breaths just to process the day. The disciples don't know what the next few days will bring, but they do know that the house feels different tonight.
Come and fill our hearts with your peace.
Let us draw near to God in prayer. Lord, as we come before you this evening on a night different to all the others, we will remember the soothing and not forget the jarring. We will remember the sweetness and not forget the sour. We will remember the passion of love, the smell of perfume, the pain of rejection, the stench of blood money. We will remember the jagged desperation of Judas and own it as our story too. And to help us on the journey, to help us hold the tensions, to help us face both the delight and the difficulty, we will say, yes, to your generosity in creation. We will say yes to your justice in Jesus. Amen. Beloved is our refuge and our strength, a loving presence in times of trouble. Therefore we need not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the holy city, the holy habitation of the Most High. The Beloved is in the midst of it. It shall not be moved. Our loving Creator is an ever-present help. Come and behold the works of the Beloved, how love does reign even in humanity's desolation. For the Beloved yearns for wars to cease, shining light into fearful hearts, loving even those who oppress the weak, refining hearts of steel. Be still and know that I am God. Awaken, befriend justice and mercy. Do you not know you bear my love? Who among you will respond? O Blessed One, you know all hearts. You are ever with us. May love ever guide our lives.
It was before the Passover festival, and Jesus knew that his hour had come, and that he must leave this world and go to the Father. He had always loved his own who were in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the mind of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. During supper, Jesus, well aware that the Father had entrusted everything to him, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from the supper table, took off his outer garment, and taking a towel, tied it round him. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel. When he came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, "You, Lord, washing my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not understand now what I am doing, but one day you will." Peter said, "I will never let you wash my feet." "If I do not wash you," Jesus replied, "you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," said Simon Peter, "not my feet only, wash my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Anyone who has bathed needs no further washing. He is clean all over, and you are clean, though not every one of you." He added the words, "not every one of you," because he knew who was going to betray him. After washing their feet, he put on his garment and sat down again. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Then if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. I have set you an example. You are to do as I have done for you. In very truth I tell you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor a messenger than the one who sent him. If you know this, happy are you if you act upon it."
Thank you.
Jesus took a towel, a simple towel, just like we have in each of our homes. It became a symbol for love. Directions for Using a Towel by Anne Weems. To be used for drying dishes, wiping eyes, mopping spilled milk, coping with sighs, cleaning stains, creating scandal, holding on when it's too hot to handle. Washing feet, softening jars, binding wounds in a world of scars. Better than kitchen roll, thin as skin, don't give it up or throw it in. It simply grows more holy over time. For when the one that death could not defeat returns, the towel will be a sign imprinted with Imago Christi eyes. All grave and dusty sins are washed away. God takes us by the hand and helps us rise.
Night will soon fall.
Hear these words of blessing. This night is our calling to love as Christ loved and to serve in the name of Christ. This night, may you know that you follow the one who loved you until the end. For it all begins and ends and begins again with love.